Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it is the Instant Match Reaction Show. Liverpool beat Burnley by 3-0. I'm Paul Machin. Chris Pajak joins me in the studio for
Reaction.
Wonderful game of football in the end. It was not quite that for a lot of the first half when like Chris Woods was just unmarked shooting at the goal. But yeah, again, recency bias plays a massive part in how much we enjoy football. Once we scored, and we never looked like we weren't going to win that game.
There was a freedom that came with, I think, Bobby's game when he gets that opener, wasn't there? And you could see that, and everyone just sort of went... Because I can't imagine the pressure that these lads have been under the last sort of 6 weeks or whatever. I mean, it's literally been must-win almost every single game for them. And that pressure... The fact that they've all stood up to it in the trying circumstances of this season tells you all you need to know about those lads individually and collectively, and Jurgen Klopp and how that team is built in his sort of honour, isn't it, and stuff like that. And that's the amazing thing is that, you know, it goes back to something that Mo Salah wore on a T-shirt before Barcelona. That never give up, and that's just epitomised by everyone in that squad.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. It was the Bobby Firmino thing, because the game had all the hallmarks of being everything that we've seen a million times over this season. We created some really good chances in that first half. Again, Mane misses an early one. We're doing a lot of the right things. Obviously, we're still a bit leaky at the back. They still get a couple of clear-cut opportunities, which we shouldn't be allowing, of course. But we said it during the stream. Someone else has got to step up. Can't be Mo Salah every week. You've got world-class players in that team. We have got a soft underbelly, you know, and look, Nat Phillips is man of the match, and we'll talk about him. He was magnificent. Reece had a tricky game. Burnley always give us a future, but they beat us this season. They beat us at Anfield. It's never an easy game against Burnley, is the kind of point here. But where we fell down is not just having that little bit of a soft underbelly because of all the reasons that we now know, having been sliced to pieces, decimated at the back. We've just been a bit wasteful in front of goal as well. And when Bobby Firmino scores, it felt like we were back. And it feels like the good work that we've been doing for weeks. You know, we've got we're the form side in the Premier League. We've only dropped 2 points away from home in the last eight or nine games away from home. We've built ourselves.
Not been easy though, has it?
No.
But that's testament again to the lads, isn't it? Is that you know, no matter how the game's going. I mean, if you'd have probably asked me how Liverpool have done in the last 7 or 8 games on performance, I've gone, it's been pretty shit, to be quite honest with you. I've not enjoyed many of them. Like, you know, I've enjoyed about a minute of the West Brom game. And more the 2 days that followed than the game itself. I enjoyed the Man United game. I haven't really enjoyed any of the others. I enjoyed the second half there tonight because we were playing good football. Once Bobby Firmino gets that goal, it's like we're watching a different player. It's like he's just free of the shackles of just being a normal footballer.
It's mad, isn't it? Because I don't share the feeling in that regard, because I've enjoyed quite a lot about how we've played in the last few months, and it's just, again, it's because of what it is. It's just been a horrible long season. It's not how I would choose to enjoy football. This team was not constructed to play in this environment, and that's why it's been difficult as well. We talk about it, you know, we should be reenacting the greatest showman. You know what I mean? That's what our team is. it's, you know, a team of misfits from around world football who, you know, weren't liked or were picked up for a variety of reasons, and they've been constructed and they've got this all-powerful force and they just love to go out and entertain.
It's like when the Power Rangers all join together.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If they're all Billy at this season.
Billy the blue one.
Billy was the blue one, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Billy Cranston.
Really?
Named for Bryan Cranston, who would go on to be a world-famous actor, the dad in Malcolm in the Middle, because he was part of the production for... Anyway.
Wow.
There you go.
Is that something the Green Ranger told you?
No.
It's just something you knew.
He told me that he would purge LA traffic and people sweeping up around his feet. He didn't really do very well on the purge on our channel.
What would you purge this season?
This season. Purge this season. I've never been a big, you know, advocate for null and void, but not very much this season. Anyway, yeah, whatever. I've quite enjoyed bits and pieces this season. I think we play quite well. But the point of it all is that how Liverpool play is we're never lethal. We very rarely get one chance, score one goal. When we're absolutely on fire, we do. And that's normally when we, like, you think about the City wins in the Champions League and Roma and all these big games where we just go and blitzkrieg a team to Barcelona. We blitzkrieg a team to death in half an hour. We still got that in our locker. But mostly Liverpool's style of play.
Right, we hit him twice.
It's the bit where Alexis Arquette runs into the room in Pulp Fiction and misses with 100 shots, and they look around and they go, oh, we're still alive.
We're definitely not Leia Aragana solo, like, you know.
Yeah. But this is the point, isn't it? You know, what that felt like when Bobby goes in, and we've had it, you know, against Man United a little bit, it's like, oh yeah, everything we're doing does still work. It was, you know, the story, tales of Liverpool's demise have been greatly exaggerated. We've always been a bit like this, and we were always likely to have a little bit of a dip. And when you've not got a rock solid defence, it does, you're built on a house of sand, so you're always open to being able to do it. We've not been able to commit to the free flowing attack of all. We had to build our confidence up. We've had to train 22 different fucking centre-back partnerships or whatever it's been on the season to try and hold down when really it should have been 4 at most. And now we've started scoring. I've got a good feeling about the weekend. I think 10,000 fans back in. You said one game at Anfield when you finally got an audience
just,
again.
There's just that little voice on my shoulder, the devil going, don't fuck it up.
Oh, front of
the 10,000, and I just don't believe it's going to happen.
Yeah,
I just can't believe it. I mean, we have had to watch Roy Hodgson lose a lot of game of football, as Liverpool manager. This is the time when we really want him to lose a game at Anfield, anything. You know what I mean? And I just can't see that it's happening. I just can't see. After fighting your way in there, third is where I'm looking at right now, and third's the aim, because we know, Paul, that the goal difference thing, the league generally finishes in goal difference order. We have got now the third best goal difference. Is that going to come true? Is it going to be that we end up getting into third? And like you were saying before, Paul, like, what's the point if we just finish third? It's just so annoying.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? I want us to, so that if we get to go, it wasn't a disaster. And my point that I've been trying to fucking make, and I will hold dear, it's a hill I'm prepared to die on. I think we'd have pissed this league if we'd not been at the injuries that we've had. And we'll have had some injuries, and we can debate how many you want or how many, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We've had a freakish amount of injuries, freakish. We'd have at least given City a better run for the money than anyone else has this season. It's pathetic. It's genuinely pathetic how no one else has come close to them this season. And it's really annoying. It doesn't bode well for footy, because if we can't get back up and running, we were saying like 2 weeks ago, Chelsea. But Chelsea is shit as well.
Chelsea, you know, just need a goal scorer.
Yeah.
They've got everything else. Yeah. They just need someone to bang the goals in.
But it's just like, it's just that, you know, if we end up finishing third, it'd be nice, because it helps to support the case of, it was a freakish season, but we fought, and we're not a million miles away from getting back on the horse again next year, of course. But to the point you're referring to, I was joking, saying, yeah, if we did, it would be annoying if we just ended up in third, because why have they put us through all of this just to finish third? Not even like, there's a part of me that kind of wants us to have to score in the last minute against Palace just to
feel something.
We got a massive, like, rah, big, like we've won something kind of moment. Instead, you know, but this basically, is the, like, just win 7-0 at Anfield, lads.
We're going the game. I'm so excited to be going. I've not watched Liverpool play live since we won the league. It's just fucking bizarre, isn't it?
Well, let me think about it again. It's March. It was March a year ago. It's 14, 15 months or whatever since I watched Liverpool play in front of me with my own two eyes. It's balmy. But it's great. You know what? Jürgen Klopp was saying it. He kind of said it in a much nicer way than we do, which is hilarious because it's a second language. But like, that was a semi-final. We just won a semi-final and Sunday's the final. And you know what, like with anything, we've become good at those kind of things. Liverpool are good at that. I'm hoping we get that vibe, you know, like the Tottenham Hotspur kind of vibe, where we had the Wolves vibe, where we had fans back in and all that. And we had a lot less fans back in for those games as well. It's what you'd want. And you know, we're in a point now where, you know, Trent's playing arguably the best football of his career so far. Robbo looks full of energy again. Mane feel, you know, again, not brilliant tonight, but...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like there's something there. There's enough for Mane that he's causing a problem. He's likely to score a goal, which makes a nice change. Salah, he'll probably score. Bobby Firmino's in some sort of goal scoring form as well. Oxlade-Chamberlain coming off the bench and contributing on the back of Kurt contributing in the week. We're the form side in the Premier League. It all is. We've turned the fucking... We've made a purse out of a pig's ear or whatever it is.
I really think that Manchester United is to blame for us if we make top four. I think that break has just sort of reinvigorated everyone. Robbo's been a different player since we had that break where Manchester United should have been. Like, isn't it just so weird that, like, their protests could have been the reason that we end up in top four?
Well, what did I say? You know, we came back and we were having the debate about what you can do in those extra days, and it was like, well, there'll be no much difference in terms of, like, fitness or relaxation or team bonding or whatever. Set pieces. We've been well better at set pieces since in the last few games. We just have. There's loads of little elements. The training ground work is finally shown because we've basically had to build the team from scratch. Yeah. Not in the same way.
Yeah. There's going to be a point where last season you're working on different things every week or whatever. You're working on patterns of play, blah, blah, blah. This season, it's like, how do we protect Reece and Phillips, or how do we get Reece and Phillips up to scratch? That's what the big working point is all throughout the season. So, yeah, the lads will be doing the normal rondos and all that type of stuff, but the real focus has been, how do we make sure we don't concede as many goals as we've been conceding?
Well, we've been training. Fabinho's had to be trained as a centre half. We've had to blood in Phillips and Reece Williams,
Cabach
as well,
and Davies,
and probably, like, again, Cometio's been on the bench the last few weeks, but you know, he got a few minutes earlier on in the season. There's another lad who just will have been involved, who's got to get a crash course just in case. Davies as well coming in on in that regard.
Thiago, of course, Kate Jones has had more games.
Fabinho's had to learn how to play centre half. Henderson's had to learn how to play centre half, and Thiago's had to come in and learn how to play in the team as well as that. Curtis Jones, 19, going 20 years old, has had to learn. He's played well more football than we probably would have ideally wanted him to this season, and he's excelled, by the way. But the point is, you know, you would have wanted to use him a bit more conservatively, but a bit more sparingly. Jota trying to blood him into the side as well and having no choice but to play him at some point because we just needed his body on the pitch. It's been mad, you know, and we've had to try and, again, it's the whole build the era playing well. It's in the air. I think it was a Rodgersism, but it's spot on. We've got the best manager in the world. And again, people go, whatever. We've got, certainly for Liverpool, we've got the best coach, one of the best coaching teams. It was a mad thing that we found out at Melwood last week that Liverpool paid like 30 grand to have fans installed at Melwood to simulate the wind from Kirby. So when they made the step to Kirby, it wouldn't be a massive transition because anyone's been to Kirby. It's fucking dead windy. Liverpool.
They should have paid 30 grand to put it in Anfield. During the games.
Yeah. But the point is that you forget when you're lost in, like, oh God, I feel like you're in the mire. Liverpool have got, off the pitch, I've got everything spot on. You know what I mean? They've got the fitness, the nutrition. I know it doesn't feel it because we had loads of injuries and all this kind of stuff, but we've got brilliant things going on all around Liverpool. And you're talking about being one of his biggest achievements. To get this team with all them, with that defence, With that centre back pairing, for all the love for Nat Phillips and Reece Williams, a team with those two as centre half has got no right to be in the Champions League.
Not from where they were, no. To where they are, like 10 games ago.
Well, I don't know if I said it on a show you're on. No, I don't think there's a team in the Premier League that swaps their starting centre back pairing for them as their starting centre back pairing.
It was
fun, wasn't it? Yeah, and it's just fucking brilliant, and I just for how much it would have set us back. That's why we've got to do it. We've just got to go and beat Crystal Palace now and put this fucking twat of a season in the bin. And then we can look back on the good things. We can go, oh, remember Alisson scoring? Remember fans coming back? Remember these little bits? Mo Salah hopefully gets top goal scorer. And we've got a couple of nice things that we can take away. Maybe we've saved ourselves 15 to 20 million pounds in the transfer market through Nat Phillips or Reece Williams.
Maybe we can sign some players that we couldn't have signed at the end of the season, gone down the Swanee Lake, because that's the massive thing. That's the important thing. Look, of course I want to be in the Champions League every season, but I want Liverpool to compete for the players as well. And now, you know, whether they will go and sign someone, because we still don't really know what's going on and all that in the world. But I think they do. I think they do sign someone big this summer. I think they have to. To be honest with you, and we kind of spoke about this during the game and stuff, but I just think it's time that we made a big splash and we just lobbed our cock on the table and went with Liverpool, we're top four, we're Champions League sides, and we're coming at you next season.
Yeah, again, because there's no doubts now that Liverpool are getting back in the Champions League, particularly given the context of the season. It's actually another feather in the cap of you know, proving that Liverpool are an absolutely top side. That even in spite of all of that, they can still be a competitive team on the back of the great seasons that they've had before that. So yeah, it doesn't harm our standing, but you've just got to get across the line. Let's just quickly have a look at the Premier League table just to reiterate where we're at. We are up into fourth, 66 points, yeah. 1 point behind Chelsea, level on points with Leicester, but we have a four better goal difference, 24 for us, 20 for Leicester, which means obviously if we match results, they would need to get they need to have a bigger swing. So like, for example, if we win 1-0, they've got to win 6-0 to overturn that, right?
I have a think, but No,
because it would level. That would be level on goal difference, wouldn't it?
If we scored, we won 1-0.
You're the fucking numbers one.
That's a worry, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm sure you're a great picture of it. So that's just where we're at. Just win and kind of hope for the best. I mean, the last time Brendan Rodgers went for a big score, we ended up with Istanbul. So I'm here all day for them doing that. Leicester take on
Tottenham
at the Tottenham Hotspur.
That's the mad thing. I mean, if you just look a little bit further down the league, obviously you've got Tottenham, who are in the Conference League position at the moment. they have got a much better goal difference than West Ham. So if they win and West Ham lose, they're in the Europa League. So they've got something to play for, Tottenham against Leicester. That's good for us. Everton could finish as low as 10th because their goal difference is shocking and Leeds isn't much better. But, you know, if they lost and Leeds won and Arsenal won, then Everton could finish in 10th. Arsenal are pretty much, you know, they're hitting hope for any type of Conference League or Europa or whatever at the moment on 58 points. But the Tottenham one's the interesting one, isn't it? That's the mad one because Tottenham play Leicester and you know, Everton play Man City away. So I feel for them, like, you know what I mean? I was saying to Dan, like, they just don't know who to blame anymore, the Everton fans, do you? Yeah.
They turn to Ancelotti, he's like,
blame him.
He's boss.
Yeah, have to blame the players.
Yeah, they're turning on all kinds. They'll be fine. Another couple of windows and they'll be up there, I reckon, Everton. But whatever. Right, let's just quickly check out Red Men Picks. Thank you to the guys and every one of you who played along. Do you know where you finished?
I don't know.
I finished 522nd.
Oh, I finished above that.
Winner was Lily Langmaid, who takes home with just 16 points.
I finished the same as you, 522nd, 9 points.
There you go. Lily got 16 points, takes home 500 quid just for clicking a few buttons. Steve G and It's Josh and Teague, 22, all got 15 points to take home 150 quid. And then it was split. Loads of people on 14 points. So I had Deli, Max Cook, Beast, Dirty, Liam, Rob, Dylan.
Dirty Liam?
John maybe. John and Dara all got £5.56. Look, admit, it's not the biggest of payouts. You'd be gutted. It's like when you win
six numbers on the lottery.
Yeah. It's like one day it's going to land on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and the clever bastard was, it's just as likely to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 as it is. So I'm going to go with that and realise that 7,000 people have done that and you get 2p. My point that I always say on this, it's like it's a pint. You've literally just won a pint a pint and a half maybe, depending where you go, for just literally creating an account and answering a few questions. So yeah, we've got another Red Men Picks to come for the game at the weekend, the final game of the season, Crystal Palace. So yeah, go to redmenpicks.com from tomorrow and get your question answers in.
We've had some super chatting as well. The Sign Singh, £5, thank you very much. Head on reactions vid, but just for you, Chris, too. My endless gratitude for the watch on. You 100% deserve Anfield on Sunday, up the top four Reds. Thank you so much. Mitchell Costello, $4.99. I would like to big up Ox for staying mentally sharp. Great attitude, great lad, class footballer, great post-match interview. You guys are class. Thank you so much, mate. I haven't seen the post-match interview. I'll watch that one later. That's Stephen, $20. Glad you guys are getting to watch the final game at Anfield. Sing your lungs out. Sing so loud that we can hear you in Canada. You may be able to hear us in Canada sometime in the future, but we'll keep that one to ourselves for now.
Top secret.
So there you go. Thank you so much for
amazing.
That one.
Yes, that is us. Thank you so much. Yes, the shows will return on Sunday. We'll be doing some bits and pieces at the game for you guys' perusal. Hopefully, Tom and Ross and Si will be in the studio taking over commentary and post-match duties from us. But we should hopefully be able to dip into those shows for you guys as well. So yeah, don't worry about it. As I've mentioned on previous shows, again, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for the help, for the love and support. We're not done. Again, the Sunday next week, the post-match, post-season content begins. We'll be doing Final Words, of course. So if you're a YouTube member at Tier 2 or Tier 3, you get that show. But we're also going to be reviewing the season. So we've got a season review. We've got Keep Sell Loan. We have got the season player ratings, which are all between 2 and 3 episodes, as well as a whole host of things. We've got loanee reports. I've been speaking to journalists and fans of clubs where Liverpool's best players and loanees have been going out.
And a manager.
And a manager as well, amongst other things. So they're going to be going out. There's just amazing, just, you know, chatted, interesting inside content as well. And, of course, we've got the Jordan Henderson 10 Years of Red documentary to come. Stay tuned live, 3 p.m. Saturday on the YouTube channel. Teaser 2 is being revealed for that one. So, yes, thank you so much, everyone.
Just got one more. I think Thomas is saying in the comments, mate, I think you missed my super chat in the live watch along.
Oh,
I said, thanks very much for all the content. You kept us all going. I hope you guys enjoy Anfield. Thank you, Thomas.
Well, we'll try. try our very, very best. Guys, you're amazing. We love you beyond words, to be perfectly honest. It's been a hell of a season. Hopefully it will end on a high note. But Redmen TV will be here for you guys on Sunday, so do tune in. One more thing to come from this game. Goal reactions will be going out first thing tomorrow morning, so keep your eyes peeled for all that. And yes, if you want more content from us, theredmentv.com. And don't forget to buy you Nat Phillips Just Head It t-shirts on redmenmerch.com. All good stuff. Keep the smiles going. And yeah, hopefully the season can end on a wonderful, wonderful high for us. Have a wonderful night, guys. We'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.